All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's up, everybody? I'm here with Ryan Littoral, driving the CoralWorks 350Z. Well, I guess, how has it been being in this beautiful weather here?
It's been good for the most part, other than it's hot and sticky.
Yeah, the weather has seemed
to... cooling down a little bit,
right.
So it's a little manageable now, especially being in a driver's suit and being in the car, it's hot, so it takes your toll on you throughout the day.
Right, well, I mean, these guys are out of Atlanta, so you would think that that shouldn't be such a problem once in a while, but...
I'm sure they're quite adapted to it, but me living in dry California, it takes me a little bit of an adaptation for me, but we're adjusting to it well. It's been a great day overall so far, so can't complain about too much.
Right. Welcome to the East Coast. What kind of things have you been doing today that you have to, you know, because you're balancing right now, you've seen to have a lot of wet patches, right? So you're trying to dial the car into the wet. But in addition to that, there's also that issue of it starts to dry a little bit, and you're not exactly sure what you're going to get. So how are you guys working on the car to tune it in?
For the most part, I've had the guys just set up the car in a very neutral state and really kind of leave it up to me to make the adjustments and adaptations into the car throughout the track as I'm driving it. Again, it's very dynamic, as you had just stated yourself, with, you know, it at first during the day, it started out as dry, then it got wet, so then we were driving in the wet, then we had our break, right, and then we went into the second part of practice for today, which had... Now the bank was dried out, and then there was parts of the infield where you have to set it in the pockets to fill out the outer zones through one and two, and then or one and two, and then three, or three and four, then one and two. So that makes it really tough because then you're coming in hot, hard through the bank, and then you're getting into the infield, and then out on the painted line. So then you're grabbing the brake, and then when I was grabbing the brake, and you're expecting it, which is super slick, and then you're expecting it to be slick again. It's not, and there's more traction. So there was a little bit of struggle there for me today to get fully adjusted and adapted into that. But in the last run that we had, we really felt confident. Okay. I felt really good. Yeah.
So one of the interesting things to me is that, for the most part, this is CoralWorks program,
right,
meaning that you run your own program and you run a 240. So now you come in between rounds, you're running a 240, your own program, doing your own events. Mm-hmm. How challenging or different is it for you, and you end up here and now all of a sudden you have to jump into a totally different car and start working?
I mean, you kind of answered it there. I mean, it's just start working, right? So I've been driving for almost 12 years now, and I've driven a lot of different platforms and chassis throughout the years. So this is probably by far the most powerful setup that I've driven. So it's just getting adapted into that. But I mean, it's a really easy car for me to get in and to drive. These guys have it set up really well, and we've worked together and we communicate well with what I like, what I don't like, and then they give me, Kerry's been around since day one, so he has a lot more information on some things that I don't.
Right.
So I have the ultimate trust into them, so I'm confident going out. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. We're here at a Pro 1 event.
Uh-huh.
And for the most part, your program started in as a Pro 2 event. This is your first full Pro 1 event, right?
Yes. It's funny because, yeah, this isn't my first professional event I've ever competed in.
Right.
But this is the first Pro 1 competition round that I have ever competed in. And it's really special to me. And it's the 100th round ever, so I think it's really cool.
Yeah, this is a pretty interesting one to start your first one out. I wish the weather was a little bit better for you, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever easy. It's always the hardest way for me. No matter how much I try to make it easy, it's always like, hey, it's always the hard way or no way, right?
What do you find is the major difference between the Pro 2 competition and Pro 1?
To be honest, the hardest part about Pro 2 competition is a bunch of new drivers that you have no idea how they drive, where they've been, their experience, or skill level. So out here, I know if I go against any one of these guys, they're not going to pull anything jukey or shady. Like, they're just going to be committed, right? So when you go into that, like, I know I can commit into them.
Right.
Like, I just, the level of confidence there in yourself, it's like, yo, like, I got to bang right now. And you know they're going to be there. So I think, to me, that's easier.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense, especially going into tandems. Having that trust of the driver in front of you, especially when you're on a chase run, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
When we get into, you're running a program that this isn't necessarily your car. You kind of are coming in. Do you feel that it's easier versus, you know, because your car, you put a lot of the work in on yourself.
Yeah.
Do you think it's easier, it's different?
I mean, to be honest, I still put in my work where I'm needed, right? But I treat it as I would my car, you know? And usually when I run my program, too, I have my own team of guys that adjust everything. So it's very – the transition is kind of – similar, but it makes it a lot easier because I don't have to stress about working on the car or the adjustments to the car or whatnot. These guys got, like I said, I have 100% faith in them, and they always get the problems mended. So, you know, it really takes a lot of stress off of me. I don't have to stress about it, and I'm like, oh, I'm pulling my hair out, and, you know, it's a huge blessing.
This way you can come in, you can just drive. Just focus on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, do you have any advice for anybody, let's say any of the Pro-Am guys? Let's say they're in Pro-Am or they're approaching that Pro-Am level, mm-hmm. and they have their eyes set on Pro 2, maybe even Pro. What kind of things, do you have any advice to offer them in trying to gear their programs, build their skill sets, kind of aim to put the arsenal into their vehicles?
What exactly do you want to know about that? Because we could, this is a very in-depth answer, right?
Well, so, all right, let's get more specific.
You want to know, like, more specifically on how they're going to set their car up, their team up, their marketing strategy up, because to make it into Pro, right, if you're going to do Pro 2, the biggest thing I think for me is to run a series that that forces you to travel into different states. Like, you have to make sure that you have a reliable vehicle, you have a proper trailer setup, you have a team of guys that you can rely on, you have spare parts. And a lot of things that people that take for granted or overlook is, like, you know, make sure you bring out a videographer. Make sure you bring out a photographer. Make sure you're hitting on key points and you're talking with the companies that you want to build a relationship with or you already have relationships with of your deliverables. And really treat it like a business. Start really thinking of it as a business. That is the biggest thing that I could probably give an advice. And that's something that I've really worked hard on the past 2 years. Obviously not competing last year and just focusing on the marketing aspect of it. So that's, I learned a lot during that. And that's why now I have a separate car that's just based off of marketing alone. That isn't a performance-based program like such as this. This is a professional competition performance-based program as opposed to a lifestyle marketing aspect. They're both marketing, sure. Correct?
Absolutely.
But one is more... this is entertainment, but this is more, that's more of a, like, freestyle style, right?
It makes sense. I think that in your answer, you nailed everything I was looking for. I really just think it's hard because I get to see different ends of the spectrum.
Right.
I get to see the guy that's applying for a sponsorship and maybe just entering into Pro-Am, maybe the guy that's, you know, at a Pro-Am level and he's trying to get to Pro 2, and I see the guys that are Pro 2 and the guys that are at Pro, and what's interesting is, there's not always consistency. In other words, for example, a pro team, you would think everyone has the same, they understand the marketing program, they understand it's a business, they understand they need certain sponsors, they have to have a spare part, you know, arsenal, they have to be able to have tire management. But they don't always have that.
No.
Right? And that's a problem. And then on top of that, you look into some other teams in Pro-Am that don't really understand that they need all of these things to really be competitive.
I think a lot of the times, too, people just want to focus on doing Pro-Am. There's a lot of guys that I tell all the time, is like, dude, like, okay, so I had the opportunity to go back into Pro. I had my D1 license back in 2009,
right,
I believe.
Right.
And I had the opportunity to go in FD back then. But I just... my maturity level at the time wasn't there. My commitment level and on that aspect of it wasn't there. So I had kind of quit doing that. I was having a car. I was building a car at the time, and I got a little discouraged from it. I was working full-time doing traffic control for Edison, and I had a Corolla, and I built that. And I just drove just for fun. And if I wanted to do a Pro-Am event, I would go do one. Like, and it was just fun for me. I love to drive. So I would encourage, and that built my skill level up because I just continued to drive and I would continue to push myself in something that was a little lower horsepower to, like, up against higher horsepower guys, right? So I would encourage everyone, just don't get so caught up in always just looking to go in like, everyone, I just want to be a pro. It's like, just procure your skill, really find your style. Yeah, you know, and like focus, if you really want to make this a career, focus on building a brand, get your own style, get your own creativity behind it.
Right.
That's the biggest advice I would give to anybody. Like, don't just be some cookie cutter, run of the mill dude. Like, really find your own, your own click.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know what's interesting is that we had somebody else, we were having a conversation that was very similar, and one of the things they were saying is, look, you really need to work on your skill, your craft. Like, make sure you're killing whatever series you're at before you start to make the jump just because you're allowed to.
Make an impact.
Right.
Make an impact. You don't necessarily always have to win to be memorable.
Right.
Be memorable.
Right.
Stand out. That's my biggest advice.
That's such a great note to end on. Ryan, thanks for your time, man.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for supporting Team
Anytime.
Thanks a lot.